Today's podcast is brought to you by Newspapers.com, the ultimate destination for exploring the mysteries of the past. If you're fascinated by true crime, get ready to dive into the stories that made headlines. Newspapers.com offers a billion pages of historical newspapers from the U.S. and beyond, and you can search the entire collection in seconds. Their vast newspaper collection is a goldmine for eyewitness accounts, crime scene photos, news reports, and more. Whether you're interested in famous crimes or long-forgotten cases, Newspapers.com gives you a front-row seat to more than 300 years of history. For our listeners, Newspapers.com has a special offer. Use the code CUPOFMURDER for an exclusive 20% discount on your subscription. That's promo code CUPOFMURDER at Newspapers.com. Sign up today and start unraveling the true crime mysteries that keep you up at night. Did you know nearly 75% of people have subscriptions they've forgotten about? Do you think you are part of that 75%? I really didn't think that I would be, but when asked to list out all the subscriptions I paid for, one or two slipped through the cracks that I totally forgot about, one of which was for something that I swore I canceled forever ago. Think about it. Between streaming platforms, apps, delivery services, and even parenting/kid subscriptions, though they all seem like small amounts, when pulled together, that's a pretty big chunk of your spending money out the door. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of 500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. Stop wasting time on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/morningcup. That's rocketmoney.com/morningcup. rocketmoney.com/morningcup.
There were two more murders 15 miles away.
When police arrived, they found the telephones and electricity lines.
We have a weird homicide.
A scene described by one investigator as reminiscent of a weird...
Morning.
Cup of murder.
One wrong move can completely alter your life. On March 17, 1999, a young woman was made to pay for her mistakes and began a month-long hell that she would never escape from. So if you like your coffee hot but your bones chilled, sit back and start your day with a morning cup of murder. Fan Man Yi was born in 1975 and almost immediately abandoned by her family. Raised in an all-girls orphanage, when Fan turned 15, she was forced to leave the establishment after having aged out. With no place to go, Fan was houseless, became addicted to drugs, and was forced into street sex work until the age of 21 when she started working at a brothel. Eventually marrying one of her clients, a fellow drug addict named Ng Chi Yun, in 1996, Fan gave birth to a son 2 years later. Whether she saw the marriage as a way out of her situation or not, things immediately began to sour between the pair. An abusive man, neighbors would later report being woken up by the sounds of the couple fighting and their son screaming from their apartment. Things were bad, and Fan, determined to turn her life around for the sake of her child and to protect him from the life that she was forced to live, started making positive changes in her life. She quit drugs, became a hostess at the brothel, and eventually left her violent husband and got herself and her son to safety. Unfortunately, because of these positive changes, Fan found herself with a much lower income and was struggling to support herself and her family. And what she did not know at the time was that despite all that she was able to accomplish, she had already come into contact with a very dangerous man, who in 1999 would enlist the help of three others to seek revenge against the young mother. Back in early 1997, Fan Man Yi met a man named Chan Man Lok, a 34-year-old socialite. The pair met at a nightclub and, finding out that she was a sex worker and addict, and he a pimp and dealer, Fan began hanging out with Chan's group of henchmen before, a little later in the year, or years, depending on the source, she became so desperate for money that she stole his wallet and made off with a good chunk of change. Though some sources claim she immediately returned what she took, the damage had already been done, and Chan demanded an extra fee that she said she needed some time to earn. She had no clue just how dangerous this man was and how the simple act of theft would end up costing her her life. As soon as he noticed the missing money, Chan began gathering a group who would help him kidnap Fawn, force her to work for him, and take all of the money that she earned to pay back what she stole. At least, that's what the original plan was. When, on March 17, 1999, Fawn was abducted by three men and one young girl and taken to an apartment where, for a long and agonizing month, they held her captive. Torturing, raping, and beating her with metal bars, Fawn was strung up and used as a punching bag for Chan Man Lok and his henchmen, Liang Xing Cho and Liang Wai Lun. On one particular occasion, Fawn was kicked in the head around 50 times. Spices were rubbed into her wounds, her legs and feet were burned with candle wax and hot plastic so she couldn't walk, and she was forced to consume human feces and urine. Forced to smile while she was being tortured, if she refused, things would only get more violent. In addition to the three grown men brutalizing this woman, there was a 14-year-old girl, known only as Ah Fang, who not only partook in the torture, but in the end, would be the whistleblower needed to bring everyone to justice. That, however, wasn't done in time to save Fan Man Yi's life. On either April 14th or 15th, Fan Man Yi, just 23 years old, succumbed to her wounds after a month of absolute hell. Discovering her the next morning, after arguing over how exactly she died, believing she overdosed on methamphetamine she administered herself, the men then moved her body to the bathtub and, using a saw, hacked the young mother into pieces. Boiling some of them to stop the decomposition and the smell, everything was thrown into the garbage. Everything, that is, except for her head, which, after being boiled, was taken and sewn into the head of an oversized Hello Kitty mermaid plush. Believing they got away with murder, the men continued on with their life, while Ah Fang, the young girl, started suffering from dreams and visions that she swore were the ghost of Fan Man Yi. It all became too much, and in May of 1999, she finally broke and went to the local police. Though they initially wrote off her claims of being haunted, when she told officers the name of the victim and the details of the crime, they went from non-belief to absolute horror. Following her back to the apartment where Fawn was killed, the police found the Hello Kitty doll with the human skull inside. With the case now being called the Hello Kitty murder and regarded throughout Hong Kong as one of the most depraved crimes in history, Chan Man Lok, Liang Xing Cho, and Liang Wai Lun were all arrested. After 6 weeks of trial, on December 7th, 2000, all three men were found guilty of manslaughter because, unfortunately, the judge ruled that there was not sufficient enough evidence to show whether Fan died due to her injuries or from a drug overdose. Finding that the men did not intend on killing their captive, but with Ah Fang testifying against the dangerous men in exchange for immunity, all three were sentenced to life in prison with the possibility of parole in 20 years. Though it seems that Chan Man Lok and Liang Wai Lun are still serving their sentences, Liang Xing Cho managed to reduce his sentence and was released in 2014. Just 8 years later, he was arrested again and sentenced for 12 months after sexually assaulting a 10-year-old girl. Thank you for joining me in my morning cup of murder. Please join me again tomorrow to hear what terrible thing happened on March 18th. Don't forget to rate and subscribe and let me know how you like it. If you want to help support the podcast, there's always Patreon or just sharing it with your true crime obsessed friends. And remember, stay safe.